Wake up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
With the Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane, the freshly double-vaxxed Jaden Forster. Good morning to you.
I am. Good morning, PT.
And now you can get a haircut.
I can indeed. I can finally shave away those lockdown locks. So I'll very much be looking forward to that when that comes around soon.
You're starting to look a bit like Cousin It, I've got to say.
Well, you've used that line before. I think you need some new material.
Oh, shot to the heart, Jaden. Come on.
Well.
Anywho, you've got me. You've stumped me for words. I can't think of a comeback. You've got me. No one's ever done that before, I don't think, Jaden. Well played.
Oh, well, there you go.
A crew member working on Alec Baldwin's movie Rust has filed a civil lawsuit. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I've sort of said all along since this incident happened about 3 weeks ago today. In fact, criminal charges, of course, were always possible and they are still very much on the table. And, of course, I've also said that it was likely that civil action would be taken as well. And now we have that, the very first lawsuit that has been filed against the producers of the movie, which we must say does include Alec Baldwin because he was the executive producer, but only for that particular reason. And this suit has actually been filed by the gaffer, the head lighting technician on the movie, the man who held the cinematographer Helena Hutchins basically in his arms as she took her final breaths on the film set there. And he's suing the producers for negligence, airing various allegations of several obvious breaches, he says, of safety protocols around weapons on the set and the refusal of additions weapons training as well. So we've heard some reports that have come out around that sort of particular thing and safety on the set. But now, as criminal charges still remain possible, it will be up to a court to determine if that was the case and if this death could have been prevented.
Yeah. Sir Elton John has been honoured once again by the royal family, Jaden Forster.
He has. He's now been awarded the Order of the Companions of Honour by Prince Charles overnight in Windsor, and fresh from his hip surgery, by the way, too, which he seems pretty much all right with. But yeah, this is a new award that's been given to him. It's handed out to various citizens of the Commonwealth, an award that was founded by King George way back in the early 1900s. And it's basically for those people who do outstanding work in their respective fields. And of course, for Elton, that's for his decades of work in the music business and also his charity work, of course, driving forward AIDS research there. And it's actually a really big deal. They don't just give these out willy-nilly to anyone who sings a song or makes a few bucks at the Sunday bake sale. They're actually only limited to 65 people, and I believe there's only 4 spots left. So, yeah, it's a very, very big deal for Sir Elton John.
You and I would certainly be in line next, wouldn't we? We grab one of the remaining 4.
Yeah, maybe.
Britney Spears' conservatorship case is back in court tomorrow, Jaden.
It is, and it could be D-Day where this particular arrangement well and truly comes to an end completely. Not sure if that will indefinitely be the case, but look, both Britney and her father, for what it's worth, both wanted to end and end quickly, but in different terms, of course. After 13 years of being controlled by other people, tomorrow could very well be the day that we see Britney, I guess, finally free from that particular arrangement. We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, he's hoping the lid gets put on that case and it's put to bed forever and a day. I think we're done with it. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, good luck with the haircut. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next Friday with the Big Show Entertainment Report.
Have a good one.